اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، اهلا يا شهر رمضان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد.
We spoke about light of Allah سبحانه وتعالى and told that Allah سبحانه وتعالى introduced himself as the light of earth and light of heavens. And the question arises that when and where we can see this divine light. The next verse of Surah An-Nur, verse 36, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answering this question that this light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can find in few buyut, in different houses. في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave permission to some houses to be exalted, to recite his name. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع. This divine light of guidance is found in houses which Allah has allowed to be exalted. وَيُذْكَرَ فِي حَسْمُهُ, and that his name be mentioned in those houses. يُسَبِّهُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْقُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be glorified in those houses bil ghudub wal asal, in the morning and in the evening. So this light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you can find in different houses, the houses which Allah allowed to be exalted. And the best reference for this buyut which drees light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a ziyarat jama'ah, when we addressing a'imma alayhim as-salatu wa salam, one of the Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. One of the important ziyarat is ziyarat jama'atul kabira, when we want to recite ziyarat of a'imma alayhim as-salatu wa salam, is most recommended in our rawayat. جعلكم في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع. We addressing Imam Ali Salam. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has placed you in houses that He has permitted to be exalted. The Arabic term of ترفع in this verse of Quran, it means the height of a place. You know, sometimes the wall of the place is very high. Adhanallah an turfa. It means that those verses, those houses are very great, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed them to remain his name in those houses. Because we have another verse in Quran is similar to this verse about using this term turfa. For example, in Surah Baqarah, verse 127 said, إِذْ يَرْفَوْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْقَوَائِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَائِيلِ. Remember the time when Ibrahim and Ismail alayhim as-salam raised up the foundation of the house. And Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wa salam,
Allahumma
salli ala
Muhammad,
said the best example for those houses which Allah allowed them to be exalted is the house of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and house of A'imma alayhi salatu wa salam, and house of Hukama and wisdom person. So those houses are the best example for this verse of Quran. The another riwayat we have in Tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani belong to Tha'labi. He mentioned that one time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reciting this verse of Quran. The second Khalifa, he came and ask a question and said, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean when he said that the house is allowed to be exalted his name? He said that this house is my house. And then Abu Bakr asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said that does the Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. Is the house of Ali and Fatima salamullah alayha are the example for this verse of Quran or not? Rasulullah said, yes, it is. It is the best extension of this verse of Quran. The house of Amir al-Mu'minin and house of Fatima salamullah alayha. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. But Quran in this verse wants to mention that all of the houses of mu'minin which they reciting Quran, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying, those houses are example for this verse of Quran. And as the people follow the Quran, follow the Prophet, so they receive such a permission to recite name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, or to recite Quran, to praying, to remember name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the another term we should explain about it in this verse, bil qudub wal asal, in the morning and in the evening, they used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In terminology of Quran, in Quran, in different places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use tasbih instead of salat. It means that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said sabbaha yusabbihu, most of the time it means that praying, performing praying. When said yusabbihu lahu bil ghuduw wal asal, it means that the people of that house, they pray in the morning and they pray in the evening. Yeah. For example, he said in Surah Al-Imran, verse 41, سَبَّحَ بِالْعَشِيَّ وَالْإِبْكَارِ. Or in another verse, in Surah Qaf, said, سَبَّحَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ تُلُوءِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ الْغُرُوبِ. سَبَّحَ, it means that they perform prayers. But we can also get benefit from this beautiful verse of Quran. The best time for remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is before sunrise and before sunset. Different verses in Quran you can find about this. For example, we have that Fasbir ala ma yaqulun in Surah Qaf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the Prophet, Fasbir ala ma yaqulun, be patient on whatever they said about you. Again, you are actually وَسَبِّهْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ تُلُوءِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ الْغُرُوبِ. Glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray and recite Quran before sunrise and قَبْلَ الْغُرُوبِ, and before sunset. I think we can understand also from different riwayat that before sunrise is the time to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To say, Subbuhun Quddus Rabbul Malaikata Warruh. Before sunset is the time to do istighfar. And we have a riwayat, if you want to increase your rizq, do istighfar before sunset. And in different verses of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask his prophet to do tasbih, to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before sunrise and before sunset. The another one in Surah Taha, he said, فَاسْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَسَبِّهْ بِحَمْدِكَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ تُلُوءِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا وَمِنْ آنَاءِ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّهْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specified which type of zikr you recite in a specific time. He said, فَاسْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ, be patient in on whatever the people say against you. وَسَبِّهْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, do tasbih and tahmid. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ is the beautiful zikr. It's the general zikr. You know, whoever in any time can recite this zikr. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. He said, those zikr qabla tulu' al-shams. Tasbih and tahmid is the specific zikr to recite it before tulu' al-shams, before sunrise. Wa qabla ghurubaha, and before sunset. Wa min ana al-layla fasabbih. And during the night, also do tasbih wa atraf al-nahar la'allaka tarda. As we mentioned in the beginning of speech, sabbaha and yusabbihu, most of the time come instead of, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned instead of salat. It means that before sunrise, pray. Before sunset, pray. Wa min ana al-layl, during the night, nafalatul layl is most recommended. Wa atraf al-nahar, atraf al-nahar, it means before lunch and after lunch, salat al-zuhr and salat al-maghrib. And three times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the middle of the night, you know, about the sahar. And in this time the best zikr is also istighfar. Yastaghfiruna bil ashar, one time, and said bil asharihum yastaghfirun. You know, during the night is the best time for istighfar. And so how we can achieve this light is by, we can achieve this light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by going to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Masajid is the best example for the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, "Fi buyutin adhana Allah an turfa." This light you can find in the houses which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed them to be exalted. The one of them is masajid. And the people who used to go to masjid, he can achieve some part of this light. And also we can understand and take a lesson from this verse that masajid is the best place of the world. Because fi buyutin adhanallah an turfa, those buyut, those places are the most better than other places, and turfa, they are the highest place on the world. And so the masajid should be most beautiful than other places. Masjid should be beautiful than our houses, because masjid is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Baytullah. And then said bil ghudub wal asal, yusabbihu lahu bil ghudub wal asal. The divine people, the mu'mineen and believers used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bil ghuduf from the morning and wal asal. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the start point is morning, the last point is evening. It means that The remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not any specific time. Every time you should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Amir al-Mu'minin, Ali alayhi salam, in Nahj al-Balagha, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. In one of his speech, he said that pray as much as you can. Has not any limited. Those prayer are wajib, obligatory, you know, as a specific time. But we can pray as a salat mustahabi and gift it to the soul of Prophet, to soul of A'imma, to soul of Mu'mineen, to soul of our relative, those who passed away. And the another verse said, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْءٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The people of living in those houses, they are the رِجَالٌ, the men who neither merchandise nor any sale divert them from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْءٌ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. At the time of salat, at the time of prayer, they leave everything and come to the masjid for prayer. Nothing can divert them from remembrance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْءٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. And those people, they perform prayer, وَإِيْتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ, and also they have connection with the people. Salat is to have connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zakat, khums, sadaqat is to keep your connection with the people, with mu'mineen. And those people, another qualities of those people is that يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبِ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. They fear a day in which the hearts and eyes will be overturned. So the first quality of the people of masjid, the quality of the people living in those buyuts, those houses, is that nothing can divert them from zikrullah, from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people, they pray their prayers on time. And they pay khums, their zakat, their sadaqat, zakat is general. يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبِ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. During the day and during the life, in any moment they are thinking about the day of judgment. Thinking to provide something for their with tough situation and difficult and hard times any people will face it. So, men of Allah, رجال is not only men. رجال is the great person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want to recognize who is the best person, who is the great person, is the person who nothing can divert him from the time of salat. This is the great person. As Amir al-Mu'minin says that in Nahj al-Balagha, إِنَّ لِي كَانَ لِي فِي مَا مَذَا أَخٌ فِي اللَّهِ كَانَ يُعْظِمُهُ فِي أَيْنِ سَغَرَ الدُّنْيَا فِي أَيْنِ. I had a best friend, I have a friend of Allah, I had in the past a friend, he was the divine friend for me. The quality is that كان لي في ما مضى أخوان في الله كان يعظمه في عيني. He was very great in front of me, in my eyes. Why? Because the dunya was very small in his eyes. So the divine person, people, are the people who think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try to provide something for the day of judgment. And nothing can divert him from their prayer, the time of prayers. The most important thing for them is time of prayer. Because the azan is the formal invitation to visit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 5 times a day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his house issue an invitation to invite us to come to his house. And with different, you know, sometimes the invitation from the high person is only one sentence. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the invitation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so beautiful. Allahu Akbar. Yes? Start the Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. هي على الصلاة، هي على الفلاح، هي على خير العمل. الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله. So in difference in big letters, five times a day, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala invite us for prayer. And he said, تجارتون ولا بیون. تجارت is the big trade, and bay is the small trade, small sale actually. تجارتون ولا بیون and ذکر الله. The small thing and big things, big benefit and small benefit cannot divert them from ذکر الله. And we have in Rawayat that those businessmen who stop working and prepare to perform prayer when they hear the call to prayer, they are the رجالون لا تلهيهم تجارتون ولا بيون عن ذكر الله. So it means that at least مؤمنين during the time of Salah, they should close their shop and pray and then open the shop. At least on the day of, in Friday, they have to do. Because about the Friday we have a one surah. About the other prayer we don't have surahs. We have some verses of Quran. But about the Friday prayer we have one surah. And Allah Subhanahu wa Taala with 11 verses invited us to participate in Salat Jum'ah. I think the time is finished, and inshallah we continue this discussion tomorrow, inshallah. But tomorrow I think we change the time of my speech from before Salat to after Salat Isha, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand Quran and to act upon any verses of Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise up with Quran on the day of judgment. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر، واجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.